College tuition and debt are rising. The Chronicle of Higher Education reported that in the 2013 academic year, the average sticker price for a college education rose to $8,893, a $247 increase from 2012. Additionally, the Institute for College Access and Success reported that the average college student graduating with a bachelor's degree in 2012 had a student loan debt over $29,000, 65% of an average graduate's starting salary. With rising debt numbers, a lot of students are wondering if an education at a top-tier university is really worth the extra debt load. Anthony LeCount, a 2011 graduate of Yale College, tells a sobering story about his Ivy League education. Anthony graduated with hopes of following the path of his father, a career soldier, and landing a job in the defense sector. In a blog for the Huffington Post, LeCount says it's hard to find a job due to increasing cuts in defense spending. Instead, he pursued a series of internships and temporary positions. Not only does he not have a full-time job, but because he had to take out loans to pay for his Yale education, LeCount also has a lot of debt hanging over his head. He deferred payment of those loans due to unemployment. It's clear from the title of his blog post, "Turns out my Ivy League education is worth squat," how LeCount feels about his time in expensive education. Delise Smith Barrow is an education reporter for U.S. News & World Report who covers graduate schools. She says an expensive education may still be a wise choice.
It's better if you have an idea of what you want to do, the career that you want to go into, to look at that first and see which school can offer you what you need.
She goes on to say that certain schools have specializations and believes that should mean more to a prospective student than a specific ranking.
Every school is different, and typically every school specializes in certain career paths. Like some schools, let's say you want to go to law school and you want to specialize in healthcare law. Whether it's, you know, an Ivy League institution or a state school, the offerings at the school can really vary.
Specializations aside, however, the fact remains that it seems like many who attend a private, expensive university end up being better off. Kendall Christensen, a 2013 University of Pennsylvania alum who's now working for a corporate training startup, SelfSpark, said that in a perfect world, this wouldn't be the case.
The information you need to be competent is out there. If it's all about what can you deliver, what are your skills, what knowledge do you have, if it were only about that, I would say stay away from the Ivy League. It is hugely, ridiculously, almost embarrassingly overpriced.
Christensen also notes that the opportunities that can come with a well-known university can often be worth it.
It's not just about competency. We live in an era of snap judgment. People take 10 seconds to look at your resume. And I kid you not, when I hand out my resume, the first thing they will say is, "Oh, University of Pennsylvania."
This doesn't mean that you should drop whatever you're doing and apply to an Ivy League school, however. Raina Goebel, a Forbes contributor and author of Cliff Notes Graduation Debt, cautions against going after a degree just because of the institution's name.
You shouldn't get a car that you're not going to really drive and isn't going to get you to work on time. You should get a car that's practical and reliable and is worth what you're spending.
She warns that besides the name, students need to look at their future career goals and match that with what they're paying for school.
If the school is $40,000 a year, well, you better get a pretty nice job when you get out that's going to allow you to pay for that.
So how can you determine if the money you're putting in is really worth it? That's where something called an ROI, an abbreviation for return on investment, can come into play. Allie Bidwell, another education reporter for U.S. News & World Report, says that looking at the ROI for a school is vital.
Typically, return on investment looks at the cost that students are paying for their college education versus how much they're making in their jobs after they graduate, whether they end up making a profit or coming flat or losing on their investment.
So what's the school out there with the best ROI? If you thought Harvard, you'd be wrong. The best return on investment actually comes from Harvey Mudd College, a private science college in Claremont, California. Tuition at Harvey Mudd will run you a four-year cost of $229,500. But the return on that investment is huge. You'll ultimately make out with over $980,000. And what's the worst? Valley Forge Christian College. 4 years will cost you over $114,000. And the 30-year ROI is negative $178,000. At the end of the day, however, a degree is really what you make of it. As Raina Goebel states, if you're wondering about what yours will be worth, Don't be afraid to ask.
Call up the places you want to work for and ask them, will this make a difference if I have a degree from X school? Schools can tell you whatever they want. They're still salespeople. But the place where you want to get employed, those are the people that you should care about.
As more and more families see college expenses continuing to rise, determining whether the cost of higher education is worth it will become even more important. For Radio America, I'm Ryan Brown.